This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
You've mastered online banking. Now it's time to do your banking from the palm of your hand with mobile banking. Hi, this is Krista Dunn at First Bank Hampton. If you frequently use online banking, you'll love mobile banking. You can do everything you do with online banking from your smartphone or tablet. It's a safe and easy way to check balances, transfer money, and so much more. Download our app from your favorite app store or stop into First Bank Hampton and let us show you just how easy it is to bank from your mobile device. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
This afternoon on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by John Halbrook, the program coordinator for Safeguard Iowa Partnership, and Terry Coleman, the assistant director of the Division of Intelligence for the Iowa Department of Public Safety. And guys, I'd like to welcome you to the Newsmaker program this afternoon, and we're going to be talking about the Countering Targeted Violence program coming up Thursday in Mason City at Mercy Hospital up there in Mason City. And John, I just kind of want to start talking to you about what is the Safeguard Iowa Partnership? How can you sort of describe that for listeners who maybe haven't heard that phrase before, that Safeguard Iowa Partnership?
Hey, Mark, thank you for having us on the show today and for spending some time with us. The Safeguard Iowa Partnership is a charitable nonprofit that covers Iowa. We were created 11 years ago as a joint venture between business and government here in Iowa, and we do a couple of different things. During times of disaster, we help government fill local needs through a partnership with our business and industry partners. And during non-disaster times, we help both government and business prepare for emergencies through the development of business continuity plans, business emergency plans, and training, like the training we're going to be conducting up in your neck of the woods.
And how has that sort of grown or maybe changed over the past 11 years since the Safeguard Iowa Partnership has sort of probably developed and matured over that time? How have you sort of seen that maybe change? Maybe that's kind of a broad question, as a lot can change over 11 years.
It is, and it has. We started, as I said, with just a handful of organizations. We had the core business members of the Iowa Business Council, the Governor's Office, the Iowa Department of Homeland Security really kicked us off. We hired an executive director, and since then we've grown. We're well over 1,000 people in our Rolodex. We've got over 700 business partners that engage with us and share with us throughout our process. We still have an executive director, and obviously since I'm talking to you, we've added some staff since then. But we're still small. We've still got two people that run this organization and carry this forward every day.
We'll bring in Terry Coleman, the Assistant Director of the Division of Intelligence at the Iowa Department of Public Safety. How does the Iowa Department of Public Safety sort of interact with the Safeguard Iowa Partnership?
So when you think about what the Division of Intelligence can do, a lot of times you think about the role that we have in disseminating information to law enforcement to help law enforcement officers move forward. But in the past 11 or 12 years, there has been a huge connection with this public-private partnership that we can help in some sort of threat assessments and the process of planning and collecting and analyzing information that can help businesses and to help them prevent and respond to disaster situations.
How important is that right now? I mean, it seems like even over the past year, unfortunately, that's been something grabbing headlines throughout the nation, even the world, but, you know, more close to home throughout the United States. Unfortunately, that's something that has to be dealt with, security in the workplace and just across schools and things like that.
It's certainly on the minds of a lot of business leaders, you know, across the state and across the country. But we certainly work in this partnership, you know, not just defining targeted violence, but just getting a plan in place. We do a lot to get information out to the members of the public in a sort of see something, say something sort of attitude. If they see something out of place, they know their communities better than anybody else, so they know if something appears out of place or behaviors of certain persons strike them. We would just ask them to get that information into the system so it can be processed.
And I understand that coming up on Thursday afternoon from 1 to 4:30 p.m. up at Mercy Hospital, the East Campus in Mason City, there's going to be a countering targeted violence program. And if you just want to explain, John or Terry, just a little bit about what that program is, and if people are interested, what will they see if they attend that program coming up on Thursday afternoon?
This is a program that's been in the works for well over a year now. We started conversations about how can we better educate our communities, our partners, our organizations to help be a part of this system and be a part of this process. This is not an active shooter course. This is not a program geared towards teaching you how to survive an event when it occurs. We're really looking at pre-indicators, pre-behaviors, and the things people can do within their organization, within their community, to be prepared for disasters and emergencies. The Countering Targeted Violence course has three different components. The first component is conducted by our partners from public safety, where they talk through incidents that have happened in our country over the last few years. They identify behaviors that those folks have exhibited before and during their acts of violence. And it gives us some skill sets to identify those behaviors before an event occurs within our communities. The second module is conducted by our partners at the Department of Homeland Security. They talk about their programs regarding critical infrastructure, infrastructure assessment, threat assessments, and the tools that they can provide to some of our business partners. And then I get to do the wrap-up. I get the end session where we talk about emergency plans and business continuity plans, and we give the folks who participate some tools and some experiences to go back to their organization, write some plans, write some procedures, help quantify how they would react if a horrible event occurred within their organization or within their community. The program itself runs about 3 hours, and it gives us an opportunity to have some really solid conversations around this arena.
And I understand this is one of about five different programs. I know you've maybe had a couple last month in April on the 16th and 17th, I believe. And this is sort of the third one of the five-part program coming up throughout Iowa. So what have, I guess, you seen from people that have taken those prior to, or what do you think people have taken away from something like this before?
We have done this twice. We did it in Davenport and in central Iowa. The participants have enjoyed the material. They've appreciated the delivery. I think most importantly, they like the opportunity to talk about these issues and to get some grounding on what are the hazards and what can they do as an organization or as a community member to be better prepared for these events.
And Terry, I guess, what do you see as far as what people might take away from this training or class like this coming up on Thursday in Mason City?
Well, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, key words like threat assessments and reporting, just about getting stuff into the system. But it's going to be, I mean, kind of just about identifying, like, warning behaviors, different typologies. You know, a lot of things that stick with people a lot are case examples. If we give past examples of what happened, you know, in some of these cases. And then we'll talk about risk factors, you know, some of the things that go along with that. So it's going to be comprehensive, and I think it'll be very interesting for the members that attend.
And for listeners at home right now, if they want to maybe find out more, how can they sort of register for this class coming up Thursday about the Countering Targeted Violence training coming up on Thursday in Mason City?
All they need to do is go to the Safeguard Iowa website. That's www.safeguardiowa.org. The first thing they'll see is a flyer for this course. Just click the link, register through it. It provides information not only about this offering, but other trainings that we conduct throughout the state as well.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very worthwhile class coming up on Thursday. Once again, that's safeguardiowa.org, and that class, once again, going to be held Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4:30 at the Mercy Hospital up in Mason City. That's on the East Campus, once again, in Mason City. Well, is there anything else you two would like to add sort of about the Countering Targeted Violence program that you guys are working on throughout the state? I understand it's a busy time as you guys are going to be well into June with this sort of program, but is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, we just want to thank you, Mark, and for helping us to get the word out in this important training.
That is John Halbrook, the program coordinator of Safeguard Iowa Partnership, and Terry Komen, the assistant director of the Division of Intelligence with the Iowa Department of Public Safety on today's Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
You've mastered online banking. Now it's time to do your banking from the palm of your hand with mobile banking. Hi, this is Krista Dunn at First Bank Hampton. If you frequently use online banking, you'll love mobile banking. You can do everything you do with online banking from your smartphone or tablet. It's a safe and easy way to check balances, transfer money, and so much more. Download our app from your favorite app store or stop into First Bank Hampton and let us show you just how easy it is to bank from your mobile device. Member FDIC.